year after year, we have celebrated the birth of Christ Jesus, the coming of the Prince of Peace, our Savior, in the world. I guess a number of you have attended midnight services, have heard, celebrated his coming for many years. I wonder, when we think, or when you think of the birth of Jesus, or you read the story of the birth of Jesus, what are your feelings? How do you see it? Do you see it as mysteries unfolding? Or do you look into the simplicity of that greatest event ever took place? Or do you see that how scandalous actually at times the story can be? The message of the whole Bible to me really revolves around two things. One is man's rebellion against God, and the second is God's plan for man's salvation. Obviously, if you are familiar with your Bible, you know that there are many, many other topics within the covers of the Bible. But my own reading is that somewhere in those stories, somewhere even in those ceremonies, there is this plan, man's rebellion, God's plan to save the mankind. And it is perhaps for very that reason that already in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, that where we read that man rebelled against God, but we also see God unfolding his plan for the salvation of mankind. There we read in the first book that God gave this good news that, yes, I pronounce the judgments, multiple judgments on humanity and upon the created order, but yet I will save. The evil will be crushed by the offspring of woman. One who will be born of the woman will crush the evil. Now, when this was written, and to this very day in the Eastern countries, that offspring is always named after man. Like if it I was in Pakistan, my surname actually comes from there because that was my father's name. That it is your father's name you added, not even the family names, always your father, because you were known by your father. But the first chapters of the Bible saying that the one who will crush the evil will be offspring of woman. Moving from there, you come into the Old Testament, and many of us who regularly even read the Bible, we skip, because there are all these sort of ceremonies, sometimes even boring. But yet, if you meditate, you look into them, that you will see that ceremony after ceremony, there is this hidden God's plan that the Savior will come who will save humanity. God's plan continued, and then as the time drew nearer, that the Son of Woman will be born, that the prophecies and the sayings, which were like riddles or were hidden in the ceremonies, they started to become clearer and clearer. For instance, prophets like today, we heard Isaiah's prophecy, a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and also he is the one that who first said that the virgin is with the child. The virgin will be child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. We move a little bit further, and there is another prophet, Micah, who actually goes so far even to tell that where that son will be born. It's, he writes, he said, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." And then still another prophet, the last book of the Old Testament, prophet Malachi, told even his manner of coming, that there will be somebody come first to prepare the way for him. And it reads, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the father to their children and the hearts of the children of their fathers." So that is now then where we have today's reading. Zechariah was the man that who fathered a boy named John the Baptizer, who became the herald of this child of a woman, or we know as Savior of the world, Christ Jesus. Very many faithful prophets, the great people, they lived in hope that they will see the coming of this child whom we know as Jesus. But at the right time of his coming, he was, yes, born in the town of David named Bethlehem some 2,000 plus years ago. And here comes what I said in the beginning. What a mysterious, what a scandalous and simple birth. Mystery for me, creator became a created being. The one who created all the universe, billions and trillions of stars, that suddenly chose to be in the womb of a woman. For me, mystery, for some, scandalous, how it can be possible. But yet his coming, so simple too. He created the world, but was born in a manger. Scandalous that who created everything, yet did not have even proper bed, but in the manger. Mother did not have even proper clothes for him to wear. Millions and billions of angels stand to gaze at his glory. Yet, when he came into the world, the only man who witnessed first his coming was a humble carpenter from Nazareth named Joseph. God became vulnerable. The one who created the universe became pierceable. Why did he do that? Well, for me, it is simple. That God's promise that, yes, you rebelled, I pronounce my judgments, but yet I will reconcile you to me. In God, in him, God reconciling each man, each woman ever born to himself. And as we meditate this evening, let us remember he was given name Emmanuel, God with us. With Christ Jesus, God is not somebody sitting somewhere far away, but he is with us. And I pray that as you continue the few remaining days of this year and you enter into the new year, you may always know the presence of the Savior, Emmanuel, Lord Jesus Christ, with you. Let us pray. O Christ Jesus, in you we see the might of God in the helplessness of a baby. In you we see the beauty of God in the filth of a stable. In you we see the love of God in the lowliness of a manger. Come to us anew, Lord Jesus. Come so that we may serve people with the might that comes from humility, with the beauty that comes from sacrifice, with the love that comes from sacrifice, with the love that comes from selflessness. Come and show us how to live, so that we may come and live with you. Through your precious name we ask. Amen. And I think that it is midnight, a right time to say Happy Christmas. I think that